This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this breezy Friday morning. Got a front rolling through town, trying to get all the way through. How about all that rain? They could use it in some places in the state. We've had enough around here, but good morning anyway. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Rain, rain, go away, Captain Mickey. It's Johnny B.
That's it. Well, hopefully South Texas got some much-needed rain down there. But yeah. It's cool. It's all good to be here, Johnny B.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, let's get rolling. Our sponsors today, Skeeter's Auto Service, Mainstream Marketing, McLean Trailers, Texan Roofing, Castaway Rods, the Belleville Meat Market, and looking at weather. Right now, Galveston, down on the island, 57 degrees. That's what it feels like at this time. A little breezy down there. They're calling for winds north-northeast, 20 to 30 miles per hour today. And that rain chance this morning, 40%. And then tonight, partly cloudy skies, low around 50 down on the island. Winds will be northeast 10 to 20. And then for tomorrow on Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny, high of 64 with north-northeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. So it get some sun out and get some nice weather in for the weekend, just in time for everybody to do what they like to do, whether it's duck hunting, fishing, deer hunting right now, a little bit of everything on the agenda. All right, looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We had a high occur at 1:43 a.m. at the Galveston Channel. It was a 1.5. Our next tide is a low at 8:21 a.m., an 0.9, then a high at 1:52 p.m., a 1.3, then a low at 7:51 p.m., an 0.9. 6:38 a.m. is sunrise, 5:28 p.m. sunset, and our moon phase right now is 79%, a little over three-quarter moon. Right now, current conditions, the buoy offshore, 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. We have a north wind out there, due true north at 25, gusting to 29. Barometric pressure is 30.20 inches. Eagle Point north at 13, gusting to 20. And Morgan's Point is north at 16, gusting to 23. So a little breezy this morning. Wouldn't have it any other way after a front. That's usually what it does. So, all right, well, let's get over to the Tri-Bay area and get started up with the Hammer, Captain Glenn Hammond, this morning, see what's up with him. Hammer, what's happening?
Good morning, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, buddy. Doing great, man. It's huffing. 19 to 21 out here right now. Northwest. Due northwest and pumping, buddy. It's blowing. We got to get out of go to the deer ranch this week and tighten up and, you know, just pilfering around and got to fish a few days this week. So, no, things are really looking up over here in the Tri-Bay area. One of them scenarios, again, where the front's coming in, and you got a couple of days, a little windows of opportunity, and we jumped on them, buddy, and it couldn't have been any better a couple of days out there. So things are really good, man. I went on Monday. I took my next-door neighbor, Ty, and his dad, And they love to throw plastics too, and that's all we did. We just went out for kind of like a boat ride. We were throwing different colors, mostly in the darker colors of salt plastics, but we probably caught four or five, a handful of fish. You know, we could have kept, and we didn't even take an ice box with us with any ice in it. So we were basically just going out and seeing what we could hook on Wednesday. Man, you had one of those days where nothing goes right, everything you touch goes wrong.
Yeah, man, unfortunately, we all booked, have those.
Well, I had one. I mean, it was a day from heck, and all I was going to say, H-E-C-K, heck. It was. I went to crank the motor, had picked the head to the bait camp, and I was going to hook the boat up and everything. And holy moly, Captain Mickey, it was just like my ignition was, like my battery was dead. You know, I play my radio a lot, but oh man, it's a brand new battery. Brand new battery. You know, what in the world's going on? And it just went click, click. And that's all I could get out of it. Well, I said, it started. And I got my neighbor to come down, my next door neighbor that I took fishing on Monday. He brought his F-250 down. I'd already put my charger on it, and I couldn't get it to do the 50-amp jump charge. And it's still doing the same clicking. And come to find out, I got a wrecker. Had it hauled in. The compressor, my air conditioner, had went out during the summer, and it had been making some noise, you know what I mean, clicking and like bearings and, I don't know, marbles. It's just been sounding terrible. Well, it locked up. The compressor locked up and wouldn't let the motor start. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're talking about on your truck?
Yes, sir. On my
oh, I thought it was your boat that you were having.
No. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm sorry. I misread you.
Yeah, but anyway, and so I couldn't get my truck to start. I mean, here I am. I've got people. I've got my customers coming in from Galveston, headed to my house. My truck won't start. So my neighbor come down and gave me a jump. It wouldn't work. So his dad let me borrow his pickup truck. And luckily, he let me borrow it for a couple of days because I had to get a record and haul it in. And they found out that's what it was. It was a clutch on the compressor.
Yeah, the air conditioner fan clutch.
Had locked up, you know, and I knew, like I said, it had been going out and been making a lot of noise and stuff, but I didn't know it would totally lock that motor up.
Yeah, because you got one belt that runs everything now.
Right.
And, when that goes, everything's down. You're done.
Well, they end up, they put another pulley. The lady calls me. She goes, well, good news, bad news, and it's going to be $1,800.
Say what?
Fix that compressor. Yeah, and fix all that, the air conditioning, get it all back up to stuff. And I said, well, she goes, but we bypassed it and it cranked right up. And so I said, well, can you bypass it for me? They had to get another pulley, a different kind of pulley and another belt. But my air conditioner is not going to work. But instead of $1,800, it got down to $450. So a little more reasonable. And I went and picked it up yesterday. Runs great. I just don't. I 440, you know, four windows down, 40 miles an hour. That's my air conditioner.
Flow through ventilation.
Yes, sir. But it's one thing after another. So, hey, man, so I use my neighbor's truck. I go over and launch. My customers show up. I get out on the bay. And we're not fishing 5 minutes. He's already got two trout coming to the boat. Both of them have got a trout on. I look around and my net's not in the boat. Because everything threw me off, you know, from the truck. I didn't even.
It happens, yeah.
I didn't even put my rod and reel in the boat. So here I am. I'm out there now. I'm really going, no, I'm not going to make it a full day. So luckily, we live close to, I launched real close to the house, and I called my wife, and bless her heart, she got up and brought me my net and my rod and reels over to the boat ramp, and we went back out, man. Hey, it was on like a chicken bone, buddy. We ended up with, we had six reds to 23 inches, and I mean, just perfect size reds. We had 10 trout. I got them 2 limits of trout, and these are old guys. These are both, they're 4 months difference in age. They've been buddies since elementary, high school, you know, and they're both 80s, and they're in their 80s. They sit in one spot, let me do all the casting for them and that kind of a thing. And we had six reds, 10 trout, 2 sheephead. We had a black drum and a sand trout. So after all that, we still come in with a box of fish, dude. But I'm telling you, it was one of those days where everything I touched, it just turned upside down. So yesterday, and it was another classic day yesterday before the front blew in. My little brother came in from Austin, and his son Cody came in from Ann Arbor, Michigan. And shoot, man, we put some hop-o-matics on the boat. I just wanted them to have plenty of fun. And I said I wasn't going to do that. You know, I'm really going to artificial for the rest of the rest of the winter and everything. That's what I do this time of year. And that's, I caught some fish yesterday on plastic, and they were throwing live shrimp underneath the popping cork, and everywhere we went, they caught fish. But they ended up, I caught one nice 20-inch flounder on a down south lure on the darker, no, actually it was a peak. It was the lingerie, I'm trying to think of what it is. Victorious, they call it Victorious Secret. It's a pink with a white tail. And I mean, those fish were all over it, buddy. I was using an 8-ounce sled head and just bumping along, dragging along the bottom. Shoot, man, that 20-inch flounder, they had 5 reds, 4 specks. They had some whiting and sand trout mixed in. And, hey, man, it was it sounds like a broken record down here, but live shrimp has really been working for me and all of my customers, and they love it. You know what I mean? It brings in a variety of fish. So everything's good down here, really, so far. I'm going to go Sunday out to the deer lease and take a buddy of mine out there. I'm not going to shoot, but there's plenty of wildlife to look at, and we're going to be doing that for the rest of the winter, I guess. I know it's November, and let's get those flounder rules right. You can only keep 2 flounder this month, right?
Right.
Right, and no gigging at all.
No gigging. Gigging no is over gigging. For now.
Good. Like to hear that. Hey, all the bait camps are holding bait. I've looked around the complex, and white flags, black flags, you name it. They got some bait down here. So, I'll carry a cast net in my boat, and if somebody wants to go on a flounder trip, we'll just go get us some finger mullet and some mud minnows, and we'll get on the guts and cuts and the ditches and the drains and do all that stuff, and start targeting those flounder. But, things are looking good down here. All the boat ramps are open. You got some construction going on here. You got plants. The plants are shut down, and they got some startups and this and that. But anyway, allow yourself a little bit of extra time when you're coming into Freeport to the down by Bucky's on 332 and 2004 right there at that intersection. Man, it gets kind of crazy this time of morning. And anyway, just allow yourself a little extra time if you're coming down here.
Everybody going to work. Lots of people working right now.
It is. Life is good, buddy. Life is good, man.
And so, most people, by the time they get there, they'll be accustomed to construction zones because that's all there is in the entire area. Where is there not any road construction?
Yep, that's right. I try to avoid coming into that big old city, man, unless I really, really have to, But we have enough of it down here. This little community is growing like leaps and bounds, buddy. I mean, It's changing. The whole face of everything's changing down here. And our bays are looking good. The water was halfway decent. It was a little streaky, there is a lot of mud and, mix because we've had so many kind of different kind of winds and the velocity and everything. But all in all, Christmas Bay looked real, real good. Bastrop Bay looked real, real good. So everything's real good down here, buddy.
Well, that's good. Thorough report. Appreciate it, Glenn. And somebody wants to call you about going fishing. How do they get a hold of you?
Call me on that old-fashioned cell phone, buddy. I carry it with me 24/7. 713-208-0683. Captain, I appreciate you, buddy. Y'all have a great weekend.
Hammer, have a good one. Good talking to you. See you, bud.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, that's the Hammer over in the Tri-Bay area.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 418 right here in the Bayou City. Now we're going to head up Fayette County Way and talk to Mr. Bob Green. Bob, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm fit as a fiddle and twice as high strung.
Y'all a little higher and dry. Higher and drier this morning than yesterday morning.
Yeah, that was a pretty miserable afternoon and evening.
Oh yeah, it came through. Yeah, you know, the weather just can't make up its mind what it wants to do. I can't tell if it's going to be 80 degrees or 40 degrees.
I know it.
Boy, it did. It came through yesterday. Well, you know, I've been down for 2 weeks. I had to have a new power head put on the in my engine or my motor.
Right, I remember you told me that.
So I just got it back yesterday morning, and I went straight from there straight to the lake to I could run it because I got a break-in procedure on it again. So they ran it for 2 hours in the tank, and then I ran it for another hour yesterday so I could actually get out and check water temperatures. And, of course, I stayed about 15 minutes too long because that front, when it started coming through here, it dumped it. Boy, I was soaked. But anyway, I had to give a trip to one of my buddies yesterday, so I went out and kind of sit there and we kind of talked a little bit back and forth and watched him catch a couple of fish out in about 14, 15 feet of water. And I asked them, so how was the bite yesterday morning? And they had quite a few blow-ups on pop-ars and buzzbaits, but not a whole lot of hookups.
Right.
It's like they just hitting short or just not quite into it yet. But at least it's looking up, and that's a good thing. Water temperature was 69. Which the direction that the wind was blowing from north, blowing back to the south. So that water temperature was 69 to 70. And then I asked him there was actually still some 72 around out there also. But there's still some fish deep. There's still fish. There's some fish that are in the shallows now, of course, you know, with that kind of water temperature. So it's just going to be, you know, getting it to calm down. You know, there's always either some wind blowing or the little norther's coming in. So it's November. I guess that's one of the best ways to put it. But that's usually when we start getting our topwater bites and things like that. So, you know, it may not get as many bites, but once they get on that topwater, that buzz bait, that's pretty explosive little hit when they start hitting like that. So, I'd rather get 8 or 10 fish like that on a topwater as I would a bunch of worm bites.
A lot of fun.
But water's down a little bit. You know, we were up there for a pretty good while, and it's dropped. The level's dropped a little bit to where your boat's just kind of down at the bottom of the dock. Which every time and when that water drops, it makes loading just a little bit different where you position your boat and stuff like that. So you have to pay attention to what you're doing. And our docks, I tell you that one thing about that dock, you got to be careful with your boat because there's a lot of old nails sticking out on that dock. So my boat's pretty seasoned, so not quite as important to me as it is somebody with one of these, you know, $80,000 bass boats that pulls in there.
Yeah, and don't have a scratch on it. And yeah.
Oh, God, yeah.
Hey, as soon as they pull it out of the water, they pull out of the way over there and start wiping it down with a towel, you know, get the hard water spots off of it. I remember those days. I like seasoned boats.
yeah. I mean, I tell you what, though, I got to have a look inside that engine. And all that stuff, and all that calcium. Remember, my boats they hadn't been anywhere else since what, 84,
right?
And this one I've had since 05. So you wouldn't believe how much of that remember I tell you when you get ready to clean it or something, if you wait too long, you got to use a little CLR or something like that.
Right.
Some kind of a, fluid to break that stuff loose. But them hoses and things all in there, you could pop them or shake them, and all that junk would come out of them. So, and I don't know if salt water does. I'm sure salt water's tough on them too, of course. But you wouldn't think, that. I mean, I'm even thinking now about doing a flush every 18 months or so, or even running it on a hose and I bring it out of the lake here.
I'd flush it every time. That old hard water, man, it starts. It starts bonding to all that interior, water jacketing and everything else. And that hard water's, that's tough stuff.
Yeah, I would have never thought that until I saw the inside of that engine and all. And that was a $7,000 deal right there. So I better start fishing hard
for
a little while.
I've got to make up for that and just. It wouldn't be a bad idea to flush it. Not at all.
Well, it's got that little on that Merc, it's got that little hole there in the back where you can just pull that little plug out of there and hook straight up to it. So I don't know if that'd be the best way to do it or just actually a set of those ears on it and run it like that. But I think what happens, I went a couple of months this summer without, well, it's unusual for me to go nearly 2 months because the summer was so slow and hot and everything. So I don't know if, letting it set like that, it kind of dried and broke loose or what the heck happened to it. But anyway, I'm going to pay a little more attention to it this year. Make sure. Of course, with the new one on there, it shouldn't have a problem for a while anyway if it goes wrong, the other one did. But it showed I had 2,000 hours on that deal. Of course, that's idling, cranking, running, and everything else.
That's a lot. That's a lot of hours.
That's what I was thinking.
That's a two-stroke, right?
That's a two-stroke.
Yeah, that's pretty good chunk of hours for a two-stroke.
Yeah.
Without any major trouble, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Knock on wood, it's been good to me, so hopefully this will hold up also. The fishing is pretty much right now. Go out there, run you some crankbaits early, and you're getting some bites off of traps, on the outside edge of the grass, getting the blow-ups on the top water. We just need, we're not going to get any settled-down weather for a while. I mean, it's going to be up and down, what it amounts to. But, boy, if you catch them days, like yesterday morning, it was calm, even – it was still calm when I got there because I had to go to Brenham, get the boat, and then go to the lake. And it heavy overcast. I spent most of my time running because trying to get that the run time in on it, because when they reset the computer, it's going to use extra oil and stuff like that for a little while.
Yeah, it'll oil till break-in's over.
Yeah. It surprised me, though, there wasn't a lot of smoke with it, so... I don't want to blow it up right off the bat, but yeah, I really didn't do a whole lot of fishing, but I had to test it because what it did was after you would run and shut down and I guess the engine kind of heats up a little bit after water goes out of it, then those bells would come on. So I did that back and forth trying to make it, make sure it wasn't something else that we didn't know. So I didn't get to do a lot of fishing, but I first thing in the morning, I'd do the topwater bite or the buzz bait or something like that. And then back off a little bit and do the, rattle traps or little, shallow diving crank baits, 2 to 5 feet. And then after that, some Carolina rigs out on the edges of little channels and things like that.
Right.
And, run a Carolina rig or even a Texas rig in about 12 to 14 feet. That's what they were doing yesterday. So we'll see what this would. I think are we supposed to get nearly a freeze again here in the next couple of days?
Man, up your way, it'll probably get a little bit cooler. Down here on the coast, we're not calling for any of that, but it's significantly cooler than it's been being. And then I think we got another front coming in next week. It's going to be a pretty good one too. So we're starting getting that fall, early winter pattern, which is good. I'm ready for it.
When are you headed for South Texas?
I just got back. I went down there and we had a preempted, Sunday on the show, so we weren't going to get but an hour. So we decided just to do a little bit of recording the first hour, and then I took off for South Texas and got down there and made me about 5 hunts. And
good.
And I had a really good time and saw a lot of animals, excellent hunts. One hunt, was just unbelievable, and I saw some really good deer. There was one particular deer I was trying to get, but I couldn't get a shot at him the day I saw him. And he was so surrounded by other deer in the middle of Sendura eating corn, and I just couldn't get a clean shot on him. So I hunted him for 3 more hunts, and he never did come back out. But that's okay. I know where he's. I know where he's living at, and I'm going back down. So we'll see.
I let my grandson came over opening morning, and I had a couple of spikes staked out that had their pattern. And sure enough, I'm thinking, he's going to wait 2 hours and then finally get a shot. Boy, hadn't sat there 10 minutes and that deer come out. So so now he thinks, all you do is sit there for 10 minutes and the deer comes out and you take him. But I got a big eight there. I had, he just didn't quite make it. About 2 more steps, he'd have been done. But I'm going to see if he's out there this morning, see what happens.
Well, there you go. Well, Bob. I got to run. I'm already out of time, but it's good talking to you. Glad you got your boat back and rolling again. So if somebody wants to call you about coming this winter and fishing Fayette County, I highly recommend it. How do they get a hold of you?
All righty. Cell phone's the best, 281-460-9200, or look up FayetteCountyBassFishing.com.
All right,
have a good Friday and great weekend.
Hey, we're going to do it. Good luck on that big eight, man. Go get him.
Well, thanks. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Talk to you later.
Thank you, Bob. See you.
My kids hate fish. How can I make it kid friendly?
Well, that's it.
And boy, cheese.
Yeah. Well, fish are so much smarter than us because they've been in schools all their lives.
Well, if you want to hunt your fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
I went from a country boy to a city when I moved to Katy's, but...
Yeah, Katy, they made a city slicker out of you, huh? Katy used to be the country.
I know. I used to sit out in my backyard in the underwear and drink beer and throw my beer cans out there and shoot them with the pellet gun. And
not anymore.
You and Captain Benny sure bring us a lot of pleasure around here. Come along about, the weekend.
Yeah.
We sure appreciate you guys.
Well, it's the least we can do, my friend. Ain't nothing to it when you... When you love what you've done all your life for a living, it's easy to talk about it.
And waking up at 4 a.m. before the roosters start to crow. If you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 4:36 in the Bayou City. All right, let's head down Matagorda Way and check in with Tommy Alexander. Tommy, what's happening?
Good morning, Mickey.
How are you? Up?
Man, I'm good.
Great.
Everything's good. Life's good.
Well, that's what the bump song was about, staying alive.
Yeah.
Surviving.
Looks like it's a little windy out there.
Little breezy, just a little.
Little breezy. Yeah, pretty chilly too. I think.
Just your average Texas cold front.
Yeah. They say the one next week is supposed to be bigger. It's supposed to really be cold.
Yeah, that's good.
Tuesday, I guess it is. Yeah.
The hunters will appreciate it. I know I would have appreciated something like this when I was down in South Texas. I got in on the last couple of cool mornings down there hunting, where you just, had a little light jacket on.
Yeah.
And then enjoying those nice, balmy 91-degree temperatures in the afternoon. That's where to go from the Well, one morning it was like 58, and that afternoon it was 91. Then the next morning it was like 64 and kind of foggy-like, misty. You know, just a lot of moisture in the air, and then 91 that afternoon. That's South Texas.
I know duck hunters, too, because I know Bink's killing them big time. They're killing them as good
as
you.
I got to get a hold of him. I was going to try and work him in this morning. I'm too stacked, but I'll probably pop him in the morning.
I know he's hunting the next, well, probably most every day, but I know for sure the next 3 days.
Yeah.
But I know he's been killing them.
Good.
As good as it gets, I think, about what he said.
I understand y'all are still killing the fish, too.
Oh, man, yeah. I mean, we haven't had a bad day. Knock on wood, haven't had a bad day in a while. I mean, it pretty much have gotten them every day that we,
sure.
You know. We had big groups in the lodge Monday and Tuesday, both. And it was as good as it gets, really. I mean, just honestly, almost as good as it gets.
Yeah. That's what I hear.
You can stop anywhere. I mean, there's fish all over that bay. It's not anything particular. You know, people were asking me, man, where should I, I had a customer asking me, he was going yesterday, man, where should I start? Man, anywhere. Honestly, wherever you like. Yeah.
Wherever you know. What spots do you like? Fish them.
Every shell in the bay's got fish on it right now.
Yeah.
If there's a piece of shell and you know, it's got fish on it. That's all there is to it.
Right.
Anywhere, like you said, anything you like to do, if you like to wade fish, you can get them wading. If you like to drift, you can get them drifting. Mm. Now, I'm sure the day is a little different.
Yeah, today would be a little different.
Today's probably a little different. But, yeah, I mean, the whole first 3 days of the week, you know, we had big groups in the lodge, and it was just easy. And I hate to say the word easy. I don't like using that word, but it was. I mean, it didn't matter what color, really. I mean, there wasn't really any pattern to anything. I had people in the boat throwing three different colors, you know. Everybody catching them. Reds mixed in with everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All together. Some of the waders, I've been hearing stories the last couple of days from some guys waiting, and they're catching lots of big ones. Hearing multiple stories of 7-8 pounders from guys waiting.
I can dig it. Yeah, one of our sponsors here on the show, Tim with Texan Roofing, I understand. I was talking to Mark yesterday, and he said he caught one about 7.5 pounds.
Yeah.
I think Monday. You know, and he wades. I'm sure he caught that fish wading.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, I talked to another buddy of mine that waded yesterday and said they had – their biggest was a 7.5. Mm-hmm. But he said that they lost count of how many fives they caught.
That's what Charlie was telling me, all the, you know, 25 inches and above.
Yeah, like 25s is pretty common right now, the guys waiting. That's like not a big deal waiting right
that's
now.
That's solid fishing. That's solid.
That's pretty solid. Even drifting, you know, we're catching them 25, 26 inches drifting. I released probably – I don't know, which is not as many as the ones guys waiting, but I still released 5 or 6 fish this week, you know, 25-plus inches drifting.
Yeah, that's good. Very encouraging.
And, I mean, you know, people throwing all kinds of weird stuff, catching them, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, and I was catching them. I caught them all the hot rod out of the boat. I was trying all kinds of stuff, you know, and I threw that little – the sinking hot rod there, one, I don't remember which day, but one of the days I threw it and caught the heck out of them, released one about 26 inches on it. Then I tried all kinds of stuff. I tried that Texas custom lure, that double D, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I threw it. I caught them on it real good. Most of my customers throwing tails, but I was
well, it's hot rod and Lee season, Corky and, you know, whatever you're accustomed to throwing. I like, you know, changing around, you know, just changing it up a little bit. It's fun. It's what we this for.
That hot rod is, I've been throwing the hot, I haven't thrown the Lee. I throw the hot rod more than I throw the Lee now.
Yeah.
Seems like that hot rod is, I don't know, I like the way it looks.
It's good bait.
Yeah, good bait.
Yeah. Maurice and Bob, they had a good day the other day with the hot rod. They lit them up pretty good, caught some nice fish on them. It's a good bait.
Yeah, y'all should get down here, come fishing.
All right, what time you want me there this morning?
It's definitely working. You can come. I'll take you, but I don't know if today's the day you want to
go. No, I'm just kidding. That'd be nice, though. I was looking at temperatures all across the state, from up in the Panhandle, Dalhart, and Amarillo, and all that. It's like 35 and 36, and you know, along the coast from Laredo's 48 up to here is about 52, 55 in Beaumont, 48 in Victoria. So it's cooled down. I think our highs are might get into the 50s, but it's a good cold front, and we're going to return sunny tomorrow, and winds are going to start laying down and get a few good days in ahead of this next front coming. So,
that's what I saw, too, looked like a couple good days. And then I saw Wednesday morning like 35 degrees next Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm sure the duck hunters are going to be loving this, and the deer hunters.
I saw the high for 48 next week.
Yeah.
Next Wednesday, high was 48.
That's right. We got this. These are real cool fronts.
Yeah,
maybe we'll have a cool Thanksgiving for a change.
Yeah, these are real ones. These are the kind you usually get, you know, close around Christmas.
These create a good bite for fish too. So, well, cool. I'm glad y'all are still catching them, Tommy.
Still catching them. Still shooting ducks. Life's good.
Well, good deal. If somebody wants to get with y'all, come down and hunt our fish. What's the best way to get a hold of you, man?
They can look me up online at Captain Tommy Alexander, but the best way, just call me at 979-709-8242.
All right, bud. Well, it's always a pleasure, and I wish you the best. Yeah. Sounds like you got it going on, lucky dog.
It's been good. Today probably not, but been good.
Well, and y'all got so many options, too. You know, some of these windy days, y'all's a river bite starting coming around, and y'all
already,
can get out of the
wind. It's already happened, We went up there the other, I don't remember what day that was. One day it was blowing. It got the blow. We had an afternoon trip.
Right.
Got to blow them pretty good, and we went up there and shoot. We caught 3-pound trout up there. So, I mean,
that's good.
You know, we caught fish.
All right. Well, cool deal. Tommy, always enjoy talking to you. You have a good one, and I'll check in with you next week.
All right, Mickey. You have a good one, too.
Gonna do it. Thank you, Tommy. Right. See you, bud. All right.
Later, Mickey.
All right. That's Captain Tommy Alexander and Matt Agorda. Now we're going to go down to South Padre, and we're going to talk to our good buddy, Captain Brian Barrera, and see what's up with him. Mr. North Carolina here the last week. What's up, Brian?
How you doing, sir? South Carolina.
Or South Carolina. You know, Carolina.
Man's
I got
tomato.
You. Well, see, you got back in town and jumped on the fish when you got back home. They were still where you left.
Yep,
snook fishing. That's cool.
Yep, I hopped a flight, got in, landed around 9:15, got home around 10. Got ready and hopped on the fish in the morning and took a couple guys out, and I guess we did pretty good. We caught about maybe 20 slot snook, which
awesome.
Is actually pretty really good. I'll call that really good.
Yeah, I'd
say
about
20 slot. Yeah, one under slot, a couple nice trout, and there was some tarpon rolling, but just hard to get the. We were having accuracy, couldn't get it over there all the time. We saw a couple of them, but not a ton to really, you know, have a real true shot at them. But they were there.
Sure. Cool.
They were there, and they both did really good. And I, believe it or not, the gentleman who booked me for this trip heard of me through your radio show. He listens to your radio show every morning. A couple guys, Terry and Dan, moved down here from, I think, Oklahoma. A couple cool dudes, good fishermen. It was pretty fun.
And awesome. They heard of me from your
Welcome
show.
Welcome to
so
Texas,
you,
boys.
Appreciate it.
Welcome to Texas.
Yeah, yeah. That's cool. That's cool. I was doing some fishing over there, man. I was red fishing and trout, and it's a little bit
I saw some of your pictures, man. And yeah, I got your text. I was in a deer stand when I got your text, and I was down close to your way. I was down in South Texas. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I went down there for about 3 days and got my fix on some deer hunting, and, hey, life's good.
Well, that's good. Yep, yep. Man, I tell you what, it's a completely different fishery over there. They're fishing these six-foot tide swings and stuff, you know, in these big fields.
Yeah, isn't that something, how those tides come in and out over there, a little stronger than we have here.
Yeah, we're sitting there fishing this spot. Guy's kind of pulling us along the shoreline, and I'm looking at this field, and there's all these oysters that are way above the water, 3 feet. And then by the time we were done pulling that shoreline, I turned around, and it looked like it was just a regular flat of water.
Yeah, you know, with no bed showing, driving. Isn't that something?
Yeah, yeah, it looked like something I considered driving my boat over. I was like, oh, man, I wouldn't do good in this area. I'd be scratching it up.
Well.
But it's good. We've got some good, a couple days coming up after this front. We might have a little window to get out. I've got some trout trips coming up. We'll try to chase a couple of big trout. But these fronts are coming in. You know, seems like every week we're getting one right now.
Yeah, we're kind of, we're kind of busy right now with frontals, but, you know, we're usually around Thanksgiving time, we'll have that 2 or 3 week lull there where we won't pull anything strong, and, boy, them fish really get in that calm, stable mode, and, boy, it makes for some really incredible fishing.
Yeah, I'm hoping the big trout start to get really fired up. I haven't caught a big 28, 29-inch trout in too long. It's been at least 6 or 7 trips out there in the bay since I've caught, you know, myself or a client has caught a really big one like that, you know, and so I feel like we need to be doing better than that. I don't know why we haven't caught any big ones the past, like I'm talking really big ones, you know. I've been catching a bunch of good 24-inch fish, you know, but
sure.
For some reason last month I didn't catch a single, myself or a client, a single really big trout, you know, as far as like a really fat, really monster trophy fish. A lot of 23s, 22s, some 24s, especially one day we caught a bunch of 24s and stuff. But I'm going to get back out there this next coming week, and I'm going to start chasing these monster trout because got some trips coming up, and these guys want to catch some big ones.
Oh, yeah, it'll come. You know, we get these cool fronts, and that water keeps cooling down. That's when big trout time starts.
Yep, it's getting to be my favorite time to go out and start whacking some big trout, you know, and I start
getting
a lot of trips. Yeah, especially in February, you know, that's when I catch a lot of really big ones, you know, so I got people calling me asking about that already. But to me, as soon as the weather gets a little chilly, it starts, you know, doing that, it's when the fishing really turns on for me. It turns into a big-time lure fishery. Fish are just happy, you know, it's not real hot, and start catching a lot of fish on artificials and stuff, and makes for some really good fishing.
I'm with you.
I can't wait.
Yeah, we're doing the reverse process. Usually in the spring, y'all start out sooner, and it works its way up the coast when the bite, you know, gets real, real good in the spring, and now we're going the opposite direction. The bite gets better up here in the fall, and then the later in the fall we get, the better y'all's get on that end, so...
Yep.
It's getting time,
I've been
man.
Seeing some good reports. Yeah, I've been seeing some good reports from up in your area and down south to the Corpus Christi area from some of my friends. I've been catching some big ones. I'm getting jealous. I need to get out there and start stacking them up.
Well, you'll find them. You'll find them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also with that, I was talking to my guys yesterday. We had to catch these snook a bunch of different ways because it started. We're like in this gray area right now. They're in the in-between mode. They're still, like, in their somewhat warm weather, you know, things, you know, staging up in their warm weather areas. But then, like, some of the fish are already getting ready to do their wintertime thing. Like, one or two of the spots, like, the fish were already schooling up, and we jacked them up, and it was pretty cool. They'd get a little scared. We'd leave. We'd come back, and we'd jack them again, you know, out of this one. There was a school that was hanging out. And then that I found, which is kind of a wintertime thing, they start balling up together.
Right.
And then a couple of the other spots I went to that we were just like picking off singles and stuff, like there should be one or two singles hanging out here and there, you know. So it was kind of an in-between phase. Everything worked yesterday, from top waters to 1 ounce jigs 25 feet below the surface, you know. So we got pretty lucky yesterday that we managed to catch them in a bunch of different ways. Like I was saying, this is like the gray area. They're not in their full-time, in their full-on mm-hmm. winter mode yet, and they're not in their warm weather summer mode right now, you know. So it's going to be
little,
gray area.
A little transitional.
A little something happening. Yep, so you gotta work it different ways and have everybody on the boat throwing something different right now. And then, you know, we started off throwing topwaters and stuff, getting a couple bites here and there. But it wasn't, they were swirling on it and stuff. So I switched something subsurface. We put on a DOA shrimp on a jig head. Took the main hook out, the main weight out, and put it on a jig head, a 3/8 ounce jig head, so we'd get it down a little bit.
Right.
And, man, those guys started thumping them. They fish their kayaks a lot, and they go out and they speckle trout fish. And these guys, they hadn't really caught a lot of snook, you know, and so they wanted to see what they're all about. They started thumping these big snook, you know, couple 27s, you know, and one probably around 30 that just owned him. The dude got owned. He was hanging out, and then just it must have eaten it right by the boat, scared the living crap out of everybody. It blew up right by the boat. I thought he had snagged his line in my trolling motor. I started getting mad. But no, he got it and it just started peeling drag on him. He didn't know what hit him. And we were driving there, and he got so excited he tried to Bassmaster flop this like 31 inch snook into the boat, and it just popped a line right then and there right by the boat.
Yeah, that's like a little bit big to be flipping in right there, bud.
Yeah. I said, I know. Well, cool. I'm good at that Bassmaster flip, but that was a little too heavy a one to flip in there.
Yeah, that's a little on the big side. Lucky he didn't break his rod, you know, so.
Hey,
Brian. Right? It's good I got a hold of you, and I'm glad you had a good trip to South Carolina, and I'll check in with you next week, man. Keep them snook going. That sounds like you're doing pretty awesome right now.
I appreciate you letting me come in and speak a little bit.
Hey, you bet. I love getting a report from down there. That's, you know, a lot of people, they want to get away. That's a good place to go get away, I can tell you that. Throw them out a number, Brian.
My phone number is area code 956-755-9413. Get a hold of me on that if you'd like to hang out and do some fishing.
That'll work. Brian, have a good one. Nice talking to you, and good luck.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
All right. See you, buddy. All right. Take care. All right. That's Brian Barrera down in South Padre.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.